Sunday, you got America's team, the Cowboys, that'll be rolling in to Mercedes-Benz Stadium to take on your first place Atlanta Falcons. Man, we've kind of diagnosed this game about from every angle throughout most of this week, and we've paid a lot of attention to the running statistics of both teams. They have not been good against the run. They have not run the ball efficiently. They are dead last in yards per carry in the NFL. But
I kind of disagree.
What's that?
I think there's an aspect that we haven't broke down. I don't really want to do it, but I mean, we could definitely break down the fact that if they cross the 50, they're in field goal range for Brandon Aubrey.
Yeah, I don't want to. Well, and look, man, he's been on jury duty a lot. He's been on jury duty a lot the last couple of weeks. Maybe he's not greased up in the hips.
He's 8 of 9 from 50 plus. So, yeah. And his long is 65.
Do you think he's been going and getting his kicks in after jury duty? Or is it just like, man, I'll just have to hit him tomorrow? You think he's like leaving? Because, dude, jury duty will suck the life out of you. You know how to do it earlier this year. It's brutal.
How many kicks do you think he had? I mean, how many kicks does a kicker kick during a practice session?
I don't know. How many woods does Woodchuck chuck? I have no idea.
Woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yeah, I have no idea, man. Maybe 50? I don't know. Maybe there's a kicker listening that can answer that question for us. Hit us up on the X at 929 Morning Shift, at MPJohnson79, at SquidBilly929 as well. So hit us up. The stat that I'm talking about, there is only one team in the NFL, that does not have a running play over 20 yards. Over 20 yards. There's one team in the NFL that doesn't have a running play over 20 yards, and it's the Dallas Cowboys. And when you look at what that offensive line used to be in Ezekiel Elliott's first tenure there, that almost makes me want to cry. And it's not because I like the Dallas Cowboys. It's because I firmly believe in running the football with efficiency. And when they had Zeke and Dak was running it, and you got this this offensive line with three all pros and Zach Martin's not on the backside of his career, there was nobody better, man. But I'm just telling you right now, watching it, you can see that there's a reason they don't have a rush of 20 or more yards.
Well, Tony Pollard, that was the guy that they could have kept, and they might have still had a running game, but they're just weak. Dalvin Cook,
yep.
That's your— I heard someone talking about Dalvin Cook the other day, like he was Dalvin Cook of like 5 years ago. They're like,
right.
I don't know why Dalvin Cook, they should have got him. And somebody goes, he's on their practice squad. Yeah, well, why has he been playing? Because he's not the same player.
It's just, we get kind of attached to these names, man, and we think it's going to carry us the distance to talk about these names, and rarely ever does it, right? And Dalvin Cook's one of those guys. Everybody in the NFL could have had Dalvin Cook for a lot of the offseason and throughout much of training camp and everything else, and they didn't.
And most of the season because he's been on the practice squad.
That's a good point. Yeah, and they didn't. So that's not the answer to your issues. Ezekiel Elliott's not the answer to the issues. I fully believe, and even with Zach Martin not playing at an extremely high level right now, a lot of this is schematics and the fact that Dak Prescott is not being asked to run the football. Hey, we'll get Dave Archer coming up today at 8:20. Don't want to miss that. He'll preview this Falcons-Cowboys game with us. For right now, though, you're going to hear Dave Archer talk to Kirk Cousins. This interview is brought to you by Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta.
Now time to catch up with our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, here on Countdown to Kickoff. And, Kirk, first of all, congratulations. I know it's a team of deal, and that you'll defer to that, but player of the week again in the first half of the season, already two player of the weeks for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, it helps when Kyle Pitts has a couple runaways, for huge plays when I'm just kind of throwing to him and he's open and then he does the rest. Bijan did a nice job too, leaking out in the flat on the backside. Protection was good. Mooney's route was awesome on his touchdown. And then Zach's obviously given us at-bats, given us opportunities to move the football. So I've always said from the day I signed here, I'm a point guard. I try to distribute, and that's what I'm going to keep doing. And it's not an easy thing to do, but that's all I really try to do, and let the guys take it from there.
Well, you're doing it at the highest level. There's no question about that. I want you to expound on the where the offensive line is right now. I know there was some things, some growing pains, maybe kind of figuring out what Zach wanted to do and those kind of things. But still, this offensive line, and I know you talked about it last week after the game. I mean, man, to be able to go through as many reads as you went through a couple times in that game, they're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, it makes a big difference for the type of game I play because I'm trying to be in the pocket. I'm trying to go through progression. And so to give me that pocket makes a meaningful difference. I think the fact that they can do it both in the run game and the pass game is also tremendous. A lot of times an old lineman is usually either one or the other. So to have both is a big help. They're well coached, and they're self-led too, and it's a really good group.
Your group that you're throwing the football to just continues to make plays for you, continues to be on the same page with you. Is there anything that is in the first half of the season now, we're kind of 8 weeks in going into our ninth game, that has surprised you about that group at all?
Well, I'm learning more about them, what they do well, how to kind of give them chances to be really successful. I think Zach, much the same, has learned a lot about the skill group and how to game plan accordingly. But I just think, you know, every week has been kind of a step forward, and I felt the Tampa game on that Thursday night, we really matured as an offense and had that shared experience that I think helped us grow, and we've been building from there. But I just keep asking a lot of them as playmakers to get open and to make my life easier, and they keep answering the challenge.
All right, let's take a look at the Dallas Cowboys. It's a team that's struggled some, and some of it has to do with some of the guys they don't have on the field. Yeah. Not sure who's going to be in this game. Potentially one of the better players in the league, and Micah Parsons could play in this game. When you see Dallas on tape, what do you see?
Well, you see a team that I think is more dangerous than their record because of what you just said. I think that, you know, there's some guys in the back end, too, I've played against for several years who have played really, really high-level football. So, you know, I expect it to be a real challenge, and I think Dallas has always played with great speed on defense, and I think we'll feel that. And so we have to show up with a mindset to match that speed and have an answer.
How much of does it matter that you know Mike Zimmer as well as you do and what he wants to do defensively?
Well, I think, you know, the scheme is really sound. And so even if you know the coverage they're in or if you know what they're trying to do, that doesn't mean you have the best answer because they still, you know, understand, you know, how to counter that. And you know, Eric Kendricks there is the signal caller, the green dot wearer making the calls. You know, he's been in the scheme a long time. And so I don't know that it gives too much of an advantage of any kind. And Coach Zimmer and Eric practiced against me for years. And so they likewise, you know, would probably have a similar knowledge. And I think that's part of the chess match that is football. And it'll be interesting to see how the game unfolds.
All right, last thing for you. You mentioned Bijan Robinson a few moments ago. And I tried to describe what he's like. And I can go back to guys I played against and saw and watched play. When you hand the football off to a guy like that and he does some of the stuff he does to make people miss, I mean, you almost become a fan of that, don't you?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, I got a front row seat, right? There's nobody in the building who has the view that I have. But I think it's just about, can we get the football in his hands and can we be somewhat creative with how we do it, but also not too complicated? You know, there have been times like in the Tampa game at the end of the half in the 2 minute, he runs a little swing route to the flat. He's matched in two man. I put the ball on him. It should be a 1 yard loss. He makes the guy miss and gains us 12 yards, gets us a first down, and gets out of bounds to stop the clock. So you realize, I'm just so glad I put the ball in his hands, because that's the key, is get the ball in his hands and then he can do his thing. But yeah, giving him enough at bats in the run game, enough opportunities in the pass game, and then from there, once the ball's in his hands, he's got to go be, you know, who he's been, a dynamic player.
Thanks for your time, man. Go have some fun.
Yeah, thanks, Art.
Got to get the ball in Bijan's hand. You got to do it creatively, but not make it too complicated. I don't know that I've ever heard a statement, Bo, that encapsulates what this offense is better than that one statement. Because that statement right there is the complete. We've talked about, does Atlanta have an identity? What he just said to me is Atlanta's offensive identity. Get the ball into Bijan's hands. Obviously, work on everybody else, and there's a number of other players having great years, but Bijan is the engine. And how many different ways can you get the ball in his hands when really you only have like two or three run plays? That's the key to me. So listen to him say that. He is so spot on.
Yeah, and even when he's talking about and he mentioned the 12-yard little, it's an outlet pass. It's a dump off, whatever you want to call it. It's a check down,
yeah,
whatever.
Swing, yeah.
Whatever. I mean, whatever the verbiage you
nomenclature.
I like to say the verbiage that fits your narrative the best, because I think there's a lot of narratives with check downs at times with certain quarterbacks. But he's like, you know, I'm just trying to get the ball out, and basically it's a dead play to Kirk. And he's like, I just got it out there to him, and the next thing I know, it's a first down. We've got 12 more yards, and he got out of bounds. So he did everything that I wanted to do if I was pushing the ball downfield. And I think you even hear Kirk talk about it. Even he's surprised what can happen at times when the ball is put in Bijan Robinson's hands. That's why he was drafted eighth overall, because he's more than just a 25 carries a game running back.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to go in the huddle, talk about all the NFL stuff.
Come on, that was a good
like
point.
That? You
like
that?
It was a good point, man. I brought it right there. I need more than him.
Look,
be excited.
You have a lot of words today, as my son would say. You have a lot of words today.
There's just two of us. All right. That talk.